Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Then we're going to continue. This time, not Cincinnati fans, so credit to them. But this is the same kind of energy. This is loser behavior, and I need everyone to know that. Sean Payton was doing a radio interview, and he was talking about their playoff loss, to which he's decided to be confident about a hypothetical game that they did not even get to. This is Sean Payton talking about his confidence level had they gotten past Buffalo.
You know, and there's a lot of confidence in this team. If we could get past that game, the next game we had to play, we felt real good about. And so we're still not there yet. And yet we're a lot closer than we were at this time a year ago.
So we felt a lot better about the next game. The one, but you lost the other one.
So that
he's
was
essentially saying we think we were going to beat the
Chiefs. Yeah, it was an end of season wrap up press conference. That's not how this whole thing works. You don't get a lose in the playoffs and then say, well, we would have won the next one. It doesn't work that way. The other part is, I feel like he said that beginning, like, and then he realized how dumb that sounded, and that's why he paused.
And there's a lot of confidence in this team. If we could get past that game, the next game we had to play, we felt real good about.
And then he like then, so, then the rest of the time he's like stumbling and pausing. I think he realized how maybe dumb that sounded. I don't know why you would say that out loud. Like that is, you're right. That is exactly what we heard for, I don't know, 2 months about a team that didn't make the playoffs. Like, we're not going to make the playoffs, but boy, you don't want to see it. That was my whole point on the Cincinnati crap that was annoying, was like, you can't say you're so dangerous and we'll beat you if we get to the playoffs. You got to get to the playoffs. You can't say we would have beat Kansas City the next week. If you're Denver, you got to win the game to get to play Kansas City. That's not how this whole thing works. You know, teams probably in fan bases deep down, like, well, if we wouldn't have gotten blown out this week, we would have been in the Super Bowl, you know, like, give me a break. That's not how this works.
It's such sad behavior.
They also got their ass kicked by Buffalo. Ultimately, they got up 7-0 and we're like, OK,
and it was 13-7 in the third. But by that time,
the field goal before half. Once they missed the field goal before halftime, it was over.
That game was over from the beginning. They were never beating Buffalo. This false confidence. They hyped themselves. Like, they're still thinking they live rent-free somehow in Chiefs fans' heads because they beat them in a Week 18 game that Carson Wentz started. Listen, Denver fans, or Sean McDermott, if you happen to listen to the show, because you're curious.
Payton, yeah.
Sean Payton, sorry. Oh, we were talking Sean McDermott.
Yeah,
Sean
yeah.
Payton, if you happen to be listening to the show because you're like, I want to see what Kansas City radio is talking about. But the idea that we would care. I won't even remember 2 weeks from now the final score of that Week 18 game that Carson Wentz started. I don't care.
Were there really Denver fans flexing after that win?
Yes. There were Broncos fans, and clearly Sean Payton, who were convinced they could then win any game against the Chiefs because, well, if we can win 38-0 with our starters versus their backups, clearly this is a win with our starters versus their starters. Man. Look how good our starters are. The Chiefs were asleep at the wheel. They didn't care about this game. And the second it got to like 17-0, then you really saw the apathy set in. Like, okay, we're going to pack up shop here today, fellas. Nobody cares about this game. Cool. There have just been so many fan base. And I think that's what it is. There's so many fan base over the last 5 years ago that we have to do this with. Like when the Raiders drove a bus around Arrowhead because they won one singular A regular season game against Kansas City.
Antonio Pierce's past offseason, not even the player that did the Kermit the Frog, but Pierce said, we've got the Mahomes rules now. Like
we got them figured out. Because they like made Christmas harder one time. It's fine. Or, you know, or they've beaten them on a short week on, you know, 5 years ago.
There should be a rule that
you could beat a team once. It's not that big a deal.
There should be a rule that you can't say anything unless you beat them while they're playing their starters. Like they're I know the Bengals fans can be exhausting, and I understand. But for Denver and the Raiders, you at least have to beat their starters and be able to hang it over their heads a little bit. I know that the Raiders won on Christmas or whatever it was, so maybe they have some room to talk a little bit. But to act like you would have beat them no matter what if you would have made it past the first round of the playoffs is just egregious.
It's also just pretending like Denver, under previous systems, wouldn't even have been in the playoffs. So I just want to make that clear. Under the old system, which was six teams, they wouldn't even be in it. And they were playing bad football the previous 2 weeks, so they had to play Week 18. They lost to Cincinnati and the Chargers, or they wouldn't even have had to play their starters in that game either. They had to play the final week of the season because they had lost their previous 2 weeks playing not good football, sitting at 9-7. Now all of a sudden you're like, well, if we'd gotten past Buffalo, then the Chiefs were in trouble. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, it's just you don't get to skip over and play the game of we would have beat this team when you didn't make it to the important round that is required. Yeah, like the Miami Dolphins. You know, last year got their ass kicked by the Chiefs in the wild card weekend. At least Mike McDaniel didn't come out and say, you know, if we would have beat the Chiefs, we felt really good that we were going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, you can't say that out loud. Like, you come off like an idiot when you do that.
I don't think at any level. Like, I don't think Chiefs fans should, like, get into a game. Like, let's just say, like, the year that the Cincinnati played the Rams, I do think the Chiefs would have beaten the Rams in that Super Bowl. I'm not going to boast about it.
Well, Andy Reid definitely didn't have a press conference saying, yeah, thank you. We would have we would have won the Super Bowl, you know, if we would have got past Cincinnati. You don't say that.
That's a weird thing to say. You talk about the game that you lost and how you came up short in that moment.
Hey, you know what? Georgia, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Alabama,
you know what? Honestly, you sound like an SEC fan for the college football playoff.
Alabama would have won. You know what? If we would have got there, you know what? We would have beaten those guys. And maybe also it is you were looking ahead. Apparently, Sean Payton was looking ahead to the Chiefs anyways. That's why he couldn't come up with a better game plan against Josh Allen.
Undefeated.
He was looking ahead.
Undefeated in hypothetical games. I'm also undefeated in hypothetical hot dog races, you know, against people that I've never raced. Like, sure. The other ones, forget about it. I'm undefeated on the hypothetical stage.
Cody's having dreams of just crossing the finish line first, finally.
Mm-hmm. 0 for 4, right?
0 for 4. I'd like to be back. If you're listening, I'd like to be back this year. I'll be going.
I think they should let other people have an opportunity.
If the Golden Sombrero is a real thing in baseball, I should be allowed to go for the Golden Sombrero.
There's other people, you know, out there have just never had an opportunity to do it.
No. Stealing people's chances?
I think so.
Yeah, you're basically taking somebody's spot to not win.
I did it once and I was done. Once and it's done. I got to live out my dream of running in a hot dog derby. I'm good. I'm good to go at this point in time.
In fairness, Cody, you did lose to a former professional athlete in one of those races. So,
well, that one, yeah. I don't
know if you can count that
one. I don't
even
have, like, the ones that I lost that I felt like I had a chance to win, yeah, I wish I had raced better or whatever.
You had Nate beat, too.
But, Matt Beasley race.
See, that's the only thing.
That race was over from the very
beginning. That's the only thing. Like, I think it sounds, you should phrase it that way because it makes it sound better when you're like, I lost to a former professional athlete. No, you also lost to a beat writer for the Kansas City Chiefs, Nate Taylor. You didn't finish in second. You didn't only lose. You lost to a beat writer and the former professional athlete.
Nate
right?
Taylor wasn't Nate in finished, that race against Beasley. Okay.
Who finished second? Did you?
Yes, because Bob also raced, and Bob just...
No, Nate was different, Taylor different race, one. Yeah. No.
No.
And that one? No, I finished third. I let up. And I'll be honest, I'm not even going to kid. That was like Week 18 Chiefs. The second that Matt Beasley put some real separation, I'm like, okay, this race is over.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.